Well, hello, guys. Now I'm going to tell you a story, a true story, and I hope Duggett listens to this one, but it pertains to all guys. As you know, I kind of lived in Thailand for over 10 years. It is true, it is a magical place, but after you've lived there for quite some time, you see through the thin veneer of many things. So there's this guy who, his first trip to Thailand, he'd be about maybe 35 or so. Of course, he may have been 40. He'd already been married once, but it didn't work out. He spent a few weeks in Thailand and fell in love with the place, of course. Then he kind of ran out of money, so he had to go back home and earn some more to get back to Thailand again. And he did. And he did that for a couple of years. But he met a Thai femon, and they started spending every day together. He even went to his aunt and met her parents. This man thought, this is the one. When he went back home this time, he sold everything, because this femon was a farmer's daughter from his aunt. And it's traditional for the father to give the femon some land. The man had sold his house in the country he was in. It wasn't a great deal of money, but it was quite a bit of money in Thailand. And so he married this farmer's daughter and started building a new house on the piece of land. Everything was good. The Thai femon gave him quite a lot of ideas of how the house should be. Finally, it was finished. And it looked quite a mansion compared to the other houses. And all the local people knew it was Phalang's money that built that house. Anyway, everything was just fine. Some time passed, and the man went out. And he was out for some time. And when he came back, he went to get into his house, but his key wouldn't work. Unbeknown to him, the femon had changed the locks. You see, Thai law, you can't own land or a house unless it's under a Thai name. And it's under her name, his wife's. So he started to try and break in the house. But then the police arrived. They talked to the people that were in the house, and then they told the Phalang he would have to leave the area. The man actually hung around for quite a few days, sleeping on the street. He did have a little bit of money left in the bank, but not a lot. So basically, he's lost everything. And the story was that he finally got back to his own country, and he's now on benefits. And there's no chance of him getting any money back from Thailand. And that is just one story I heard when I was there. And it is definitely true. Another story was when a guy did exactly the same thing. And then he was found dead in the field where the house was. The police didn't investigate it too deeply. In fact, nobody knows what really happened to this day. I heard many, many nightmare stories like these ones. So for you young men or older men, or even Duggett, just remember this. Femon's nature is the same the world over, even though it comes in a very attractive package. So do yourselves a favor and never trust a Femon 100%. You take it easy, fellas.